Got a full guest roster on today's show. Nikki Javala is coming up at 8 o'clock. She covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. Nick Dowd is on at 8:25. He's coming off an overtime win with the Capitals last night at home against Vancouver. Ira Kaufman will join us at the end of the show. It's coming up at 9:40. He works for JoeBucksFan.com. He's been covering the Buccaneers for many, many years down in Tampa. So he will help give us a breakdown on the latest from the Buccaneers as they're prepping to take on the Commanders in Wild Card Weekend. And, of course, they have the prime time slot at 8 p.m.
It's going to be really an awesome 5 days of sports.
You got absolutely
your college football semis.
Yep. There's a lot going on.
Got and big game tonight, big game tomorrow, then three nights of
Two NFL. Two games on Saturday, triple header Sunday, game on Monday.
And helping us break it down is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. Baldy, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing great.
We are doing well. Where are you traveling for the playoffs this weekend? If so, what is your destination?
Well, I'm here in Orlando. I'm getting ready. I'm announcing the Hula Bowl. So I'm just getting ready to go to practice today. My good friends, Brian Billick, Mike Smith, they're coaching the teams here today. So, we got 100 players. We got some really good players here.
Nice.
Some good quarterbacks, couple receivers. So a couple kids that Warren Sapp coached in Colorado with Deion. So Deion will be here today. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good day.
How is Coach Billick enjoying his mostly retired days at this point?
I was wondering what Billick's been doing lately.
Yeah.
I don't see him that much on
TV
anymore.
He moved to Columbus, Ohio. One of his daughters got married. She lives there. He had some. He was living on the Chesapeake, coaching Baltimore, and then working at the NFL Network, Fox. And he's in Columbus. He's doing good. Brian's always busy. I mean, that guy, he's still, coaches never really change. They get up at, before the sunrise every day. They always have a plan. So, Brian's always busy doing something.
Well, we've talked about it before, and we used to have him on the show all the time. One of the funniest things, though, that we often harken back to, I don't know if you know what I'm going to refer to, is when he was on Hard Knocks, and he actually openly on TV went through the schedule and goes, yeah, that's probably a loss. That's a win. Loss. You got to figure a win there. I've never seen a coach sort of publicly admit that, even though I know they think that way.
That's like a radio guy thing, Baldy. Yeah. That's not a coach thing, right?
Yeah. That's interesting that you bring that Hard Knocks up. That was the first Hard Knocks ever.
Right.
It was the Baltimore Ravens. And, I was around that team a lot. I did the preseason games back then.
Yeah.
And, Tony Siragusa was a good friend of mine, bless his soul. But, Shannon Sharp, Goose, I mean, just the personalities, Jonathan Ogden, just the personalities, Ray Lewis, on that team. It was, honestly, you just had to try and, you just had to, try to keep yourself from laughing. They were so talented.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Hey, Baldy, we were talking about the coaching vacancies.
Yeah.
And, the candidates and all the interviewing and that whole process. What candidate right now that you've heard intrigues you the most?
Well, I guess, can Rex Ryan go back to the Jets? I mean, he interviewed on Tuesday. They were interviewing a lot of candidates and general managers, too. Rex has openly campaigned for the job for the last 2 months. He's not a fan of the quarterback. I'm just curious, what Woody Johnson, the owner, would do in that situation. Does John Gruden get a phone call? Does Liam Cohen of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the offensive coordinator, does he get a call? I'm interested in a lot of these different guys. I think, Ron Rivera has interviewed. Mike Vrabel is being interviewed in a lot of different places. All those candidates, especially the guys on their second go-round, interest me.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. How much more attractive does it make the Raiders' job that now Tom Brady is going to be sitting in on the interviews with the owner, Mark Davis? I mean, that has to help your cachet when Tom Brady's in the room interviewing, right?
Well, yeah, I'm sure it does, but also puts pressure on Mark Davis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Mark Davis ultimately has to make the decision. You can lean on Tom Brady. It's a little confusing because he might be, I'm sure he's, you know, talked to a lot of these coordinators in whatever, you know, his capacity at Fox Sports. Fox has the Super Bowl this year. He's announcing the Super Bowl. Maybe they make a decision by the time we get to Super Bowl Sunday. Because obviously he knows almost every one of these people are candidates, especially Mike Vrabel. So was the decision to move on from Antonio Pierce in part because of Tom Brady's input? I don't know if we'll know that or not. I'm sure somebody's digging on that story. But, and he has to get it right. He's Tom Brady. He has to get the coaching decision right.
Yeah. So out of all of their six vacancies now, I assume that the one that would intrigue you the most is the, you know, one of the jobs that has a decent quarterback situation, young quarterback. So out of the six, which one do you think is the top job right now?
Well, I think Chicago has Caleb. They need a lot of work. But, you know, you could presumably take over in his second year. I mean, the year wasn't a disaster, but it wasn't good. Head coach, offense coordinator, two offense coordinators, all these things happened to him. The offense line was broken. It wasn't very good from the beginning. Like, that would be intriguing. But I think the Jets have a lot of talent around the quarterback, and they have a lot of pieces in place. They've got to get the quarterback position right. Otherwise, none of that's going to matter. So that's interesting. Those two jobs interest me probably the most for those reasons.
All right, so we know you watch a ton of film. This is a rematch this week for the Washington Commanders. They played Tampa in week one. Both teams, explosive offenses. How do you see this game playing out?
Well, that week one game, I mean, Tampa dominated the Commanders that day. In fact, Todd Bowles blitzed more than any other team in any game I saw this entire year, I think. He was blitzing Jaden Daniels when it was 37-14 and 2 minutes to go in the game. He was still coming after him. You know, he never called off the dogs. Now, Jaden, you know, his answer to the blitz on that day was he ran 16 times. Probably 10, 11 of those were just scrambles, getting away from the blitz or the pressure. Some of them he kind of hurt the Bucs on. I think the passing game has evolved a great deal. Obviously, the year that Terry McLaurin had, I don't know if anybody saw that coming, but he had a phenomenal season. And so they have a deep ball threat. Zach Ertz is really fitting the offense in the passing game. I think they're much better in the passing game than they were week one. And Tampa Bay's defense is really busted up in the secondary. So I think there's going to be some opportunities there. So it'll be interesting to me to see how Todd Bowles handles it and what he does to Jaden Daniels in this game the second time around. And then, look, Baker Mayfield has had a year that only 9 other quarterbacks in the history of the NFL have ever had. He's thrown for over 4,500 yards and over 40 touchdowns. Only 9 other guys have done it. And Joe Burrow is one of those other guys this year. So they have come a long ways. Liam Cohen has done a phenomenal job. Their rushing attack the last 2 years was dead last in the league. This year, they're fourth in the league. And they have a very powerful run game. So I think the Bucs are better all the way around. But I think the difference is, can Jaden Daniels take his game to just another level? And we've seen him play phenomenal football. But can he take it to another level this weekend?
Baldy, I remember a few years ago during the NFL draft, a lot of people were shaking their heads and scratching their heads as to why the Lions would move up to draft a smallish running back out of Alabama named Jahmyr Gibbs. Well, that was crystallized on Sunday night when they put the ball in his hands 23 times carrying it. He had 5 grabs in the game, scored 4 touchdowns, was by far the best player on the field. And, you know, when you pair him with David Montgomery, who it looks like may be back when the Lions get back on the field, like, that's just a scary combination for any team to face. Gibbs was sublime this past weekend.
I agree. And I've said for 2 years now that I wonder what Jahmyr Gibbs would do if he was the full-time running back. And I'm not here to knock David Montgomery. He's got his role on the team. But you see him when he's the featured back and he gets to start the game and finish the game like he did, what would he do? And we saw what he can do. He lined up a receiver. He caught the ball in the backfield. He was dynamic with explosive runs. I mean, he's a great football player. They scouted him correctly. That second guy in that draft was Sam Laporta, and he was awesome on this past weekend, Sunday night as well. So the offense, I don't think the offense is going to skip a beat. Their offense is thin. They can score from anywhere on the field with Jameson Williams and Jahmyr Gibbs. The question becomes, going through the playoffs, is how good can the defense be? Because it looks like they have to blitz to get pressure. And that's what they did in Minnesota. And they got to play man coverage behind it. And they were up to the task against Minnesota. And for whatever reason, Sam Darnold just did not pull the trigger when the guys were breaking open. And he missed receivers for big plays. But I think that Minnesota is still going to be a factor in the playoffs. But That's the question mark about Detroit is how can their defense hold up minus still a number of starters?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the Vikings-Rams game. Now, they may have to move that game because of the fires. I guess there was an announcement from the NFL that they may move it to Arizona. We'll see how that plays out. But even if they didn't, based on what you've seen from Minnesota and their balance, I know Darnold had a terrible game against the Lions on Sunday, but based on what you've seen going against the Rams defense, do you like the Vikings on the road on Monday night?
I do. I just think, they led the league in takeaways.
Yep.
They led the league in interceptions. They got two more on Sunday night against Jared Goff. The offense just didn't do anything with it. They'll have their splash plays for sure against the Rams. The Rams answer, well, Kyren Williams has been just a phenomenal back all year. He was great last year. Down the stretch, he was great all year this year. He can balance up those blitzes and pressures that Brian Flores wants to send at him. Really, the question to me, honestly, is can Sam Darnold get back to the Sam Darnold we saw almost all year and erase that game from the other night?
Yeah.
They had great plays called. They sure scored at least three touchdowns in that game. Mm-hmm. Instead, they didn't score a single touchdown. So I think that's the question mark is can Sam Darnold – because I think Matt Stafford will be what Matt Stafford is. I mean, he's just a great, great player. Throws the ball with great accuracy and anticipation to some really good receivers. But, I think that Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison are great players. So this should be a great game. This should be a high-scoring game. If the quarterback play rises to the levels that both quarterbacks are capable of playing, this should be a fantastic finish.
So Saturday night, you've got the Steelers in Baltimore to take on the Ravens. They split in the regular season, but I'm having a tough time kind of forgetting the way the season ended for the Steelers and the way the Ravens have started rolling. Can we expect any sort of a different outcome? Ravens actually laying 9.5 in this game, big favorites.
Yeah, well, and that's what happens when you lose the last four games in a row and you only score 6 touchdowns in those 4 losses that Pittsburgh sustained. And then Baltimore went on a roll and won 4 in a row, and Lamar Jackson looks unstoppable. So Pittsburgh isn't afraid of going into Baltimore. They're built to go in there and to win. They're going to get a couple guys back that weren't there week 16. The offense has got to take advantage of some opportunities that they didn't cash in on these last 4 weeks. And they need to take the ball away. The takeaways have really come down to a trickle the last 4 weeks, but they're built to take the ball away. And they have done that to Lamar in the past. That's what they did to him when they beat him in week 11 in Pittsburgh. I think for Pittsburgh to win this game, it'll probably be a low-scoring game, like even below 20, like it was the first time when it was 18-16. It'll be somewhere in the low 40s, the game played, if they're going to win. That means that they're limiting the opportunities Baltimore has. They're taking the ball away, and they're getting good field position to score points. I think that's the formula. If they can't do those things, then Lamar's going to run them out of the gym. And the people in Las Vegas that made that point spread will look really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Baldy, enjoy the Hula Bowl. Say hello to Coach Billick for us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you, pal.
Thank you, Baldy. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Mayo Game Day, Be Delicious. Don't forget, coming up at 8, we'll be joined by Nikki Jabala, who covers the Commanders for the Washington Post.